Hi, this is Jody Turner from The Storyteller, and I have a new story that I am recording today. It is a short story told in the Southern voice about a young woman and man during the war back in 1941 to 1945. It was 1943 when John James Henry asked me to marry him. We was just 18 and right out of high school. Neither one of us had much money at the time. John could not afford to buy me a diamond ring. However, he was bound and determined to find me a ring anyhow. He finally found one off an old Havana cigar, and when he put that ring on my finger, why, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. I would extend my hand just to gaze at how that ring laid against my lily white skin. About a month after John proposed, he got an invitation from the military. They were sending him overseas to Germany. We'd have to put our wedding plans on hold and wait until the war had ended before we got married. Ah, me, John promised to write me a letter at least once a week, and I made the same promise to him. It would take a while for those letters to arrive from overseas, but once they did, they would arrive in batches of 2 to 3 at a time. I would gaze outside my mama and papa's picture window just to see whether the flag on the mailbox was up or down. Then I'd run outside, grab those letters, and read each one until I could feel the parchment on the tips of my fingers. You see, those letters kept John close to my heart. Eventually, those letters began to trickle down until only one last letter arrived. It was addressed to Miss Merida Jones. I tore open the envelope to read the contents inside, and this is what it said. Dear Miss Jones, we are sad to inform you that Sergeant John James Henry has been found missing in action. I thought to myself, they must be kidding me. It couldn't be my John James Henry. Why, there must be a million John James Henrys out there. It could be any one of them. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that it must be true. For I hadn't heard from him in such a long, long time. I was devastated. That was the last time I read John's letters. For taking every one of them, placing them in a small wooden box for safekeeping. Then I took them upstairs to my mom and papa's attic, placing them in a far corner of the room. I sat down and wept my broken heart out. 3 months later, I decided to volunteer at a nearby hospital. The military were sending our wounded GIs back home for rest and rehabilitation. I became immersed in my work and thought I found my calling. One day I decided to take a separate hall of the hospital. As I was walking down the hallway, I heard a voice call out. It said, "Nurse, nurse, please come help me, nurse." My curiosity got the best of me, and I decided to investigate that voice. I walked inside the room. It was dark and dim in there. There was hardly any light coming inside. The drapes were pulled tightly closed. I went over and picked up the young man's medical file. Reading it, it said his name was John Doe, and his diagnosis listed as amnesia. I walked over to the drapes to allow more light inside the room and gazed over at the bed. Seeing this young man dressed from head to toe in bandages, I couldn't make out any of his features, so I stepped in closer. Can you imagine my surprise when I saw that it was my John Henry lying in that bed? Well, my first inclination was to run over to him and give him a great big hug and kiss. But he looked at me as though I'd grown horns on my head. I stayed by John's side from that day forward and went with him to all his therapy appointments. And as he began to improve physically, his mind began to clear as well. And do you know what that boy then did? Why, he asked me to marry him, and I said yes. That was over 60 years ago, when clear out of the blue I get a phone call from a stranger. She tells me her name is Margaret Abernathy, and would I happen to know of a Miss Merida Jones? I told her that was my maiden name. Why'd you ask? She told me she and her husband had purchased my mama and papa's old farmstead, and while restoring it to its former glory, they gone up into the attic, finding this old wooden box full of love letters. I told her I hadn't seen those in over 50 years. She told me they found one more item buried at the bottom of the box, and asked me if I would come over to the home to pick it up, just so I could see what they did to the house and how they changed it. I told her I'd be right over. After reading through all those letters, I finally came to one small item buried underneath them. I read the inscription inside. It said, "To my sweetest Marietta Jones, love, James Henry." It was my old tarnished copper ring.